Can you feel me when I'm running low? Can you charge me? Oh yeah. Welcome to the Awakening Wave Show. I never get tired of that song. That song is done by Kathleen Elagado, and Jimmit is the instrumental part of the song. So it is called Sunlight, and we don't have much of that today, just a little bit, but welcome back to the Awakening Wave Show, where we are all riding the wave of transformation through this ascension cycle. And once again, for those of you that are joining us for the first time and still not sure what ascension is, you can always go to thecreationlightship.com. And to the left of the pane, there is the word ascension. Go ahead and click on it, and there's a whole write-up on what ascension is. So I want to say quickly, we have some new shows in the group. Happy New Now with Molly, Saski, and Tracy, Wednesday at 5 p.m. It is a round table for Mother Talk. And it was really funny. The other day I was chatting with Molly and I said, well, whenever you want us mothers of older children to come on, we'd be more than happy to share our knowledge. And then she goes, well, that's not a bad idea, having the grandmothers. And I went, what? I'm not a grandmother. Don't refer me to a grandmother. I'm not there yet. When I'm ready for that title, I'll take it on full force. And we both laughed. So it was pretty funny. Anyway, the other show is Bards and Rise every Thursday night at 6 p.m. And great presentation, Mike. Love the show, especially learning about dickheads. Thank you, Mike. So invigorating. And then a quick shout out to Michonne. Michonne, thank you so much for all the help you give to all of us in so many ways. You're always willing to go the extra mile. So sending love to you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so I am your host, Robin Lee, of the Awakening Wave Show. So glad to be back with all of you again for another heartfelt ascension show. Today, the show title, and that would be All Bullshit Aside, Part 2 Extended. So we're going to pick up where we left off with the Q-Sir, and we have two new guests joining us this week. Mike was unable to attend. Rob with Rob Banderson. He is a healing and self-developer. So he has a show on YouTube. So feel free to check that out. And then we have A from the CLS Q&A and CLS Hummingbird's Telegram channel. So we will have them on here shortly. I just have a couple things. I would like to do a little housekeeping. Yeah, I'm stealing Mike's work. A shout out to Nano Ojas. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for your sponsorship. Nano Ojas, Everyday Wellness Spray, Advanced Immune Support System, Multifunctional Repair Skin Spray. I use it for anti-aging. It is a reverse aging and improves longevity. So that is one of the many tools, exercise, eating right, getting outside, and moving the energy is also part of staying healthy. And then here in North America, this is a great product that they have because of the dryness, Nano Ojas All Season Nasal Support. It's really been helping out with the stuffiness. We've been getting some crazy weather over here. So we don't know from day to day whether it's going to be winter or if it's going to be spring. But then again, maybe we should call those guys that fly the planes all the time, see if we can put in an order for a 1 week of sunshine. Ha ha, right? they're out every day. Let's take them out, you guys. I hear that in Europe, they're having some serious talks about the chemtrails, finally. So Nano Ojas, they are truly, truly dedicated on helping people feel their best through powerful, holistic methods that merge ancient healing with modern nanoscience to help the body restore balance. Instead of running to the doctor every time you get sick or something is not right, try this modality, this product, because it really does help. It's been helping me in many, many ways. I use it all the time. And their goal is to empower the world with innovative solutions that harness the brilliance of nature. Nature, that's a great word right there, nature, and nanotechnology. Now, I'm not going to get into what nanotechnology means, as it's a big word and I try to stay away from those kind of words. But I do know that it means manipulation of matter. So if you want to know more about the scientific side of it, you can go to their website. There's a Learn tab. Go ahead and click on that, and all the information is right there. And then there is also live testimonials, so you can see how people have used it and how they have benefited from it. So giving you the space to enjoy a smarter, safer alternative for supporting your immunity, your cellular energy, your skin repair, and sinus health. So if you would like to check out the product, you can get it for 15% off by going to their website page and using the Awakening Wave 63, and you'll get 15% off of that product. Okay? And then last but not least, much appreciation to BBS Radio for all you do. And thank you so much, Don and Doug, for answering my questions these past weeks. I know you guys are busy and you actually take the time out, and you're so kind and so gracious with the information that you give to us. So thank you. And then so very grateful to all my subscribers. I've had a few new ones come in this past week. Much love and appreciation. And thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. All right, I'm going to do a real quick an opening statement, and then we're going to jump right into the meat and potatoes of the show. In the three-dimensional world in which we live, now this is in regard to relationships, there is a sense that we are separate from one another, and also that we meet by chance. We all know that this is an illusion. The people in our lives are drawn to us and are here for a reason. It is through sharing experiences and having relationships with others that we begin to understand ourselves. When someone appears in your life, you must see what is not resolved or whole in the person and understand the lessons he or she brings home to you. You draw others to you like magnets in order to learn various aspects of yourself. The people you have close relationships with on earth are usually members of your soul family. Now, I'm not really sure I want to use the word soul, but whatever. You have chosen to be here together to help each other learn lessons, even though it may not seem that way to you now. So once a lesson is learned, don't be surprised if that person fades away. People are here in your life for a reason, a season, or maybe a lifetime. Now that kind of hit home with me. I had a conversation with one of my family members, and I was referencing a past relationship, and the word codependent came up. And I'm like, why did they feel that I'm codependent? I'm so not codependent. I have taken care of myself. I don't need anybody to take care of me. I've been on my own since early age as a child. What? That made no sense to me. And then I looked up codependent. We tend to love and want to make other people's lives comfortable and better and happy. And then in the process, we forget about our space and loving ourselves. And we get so wrapped up in everybody else's life that we get lost in the mix. So I do resonate with the word codependent. I was that way at one time, and I think that has happened to me in many of my relationships. So to my friend that brought that to my attention, I love you and thank you so much. And then one last thing, I've had some memories, and not memories, but feelings of things that have happened to me in my childhood. And I just want to say to this lovely, beautiful woman, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for being there through my childhood and giving me the strength to get through everything that's ever come my way, and for being there for me when my mother wasn't there. And I want to tell you, and I know you're listening, I love you, mermaid. I love you. Okay. Deep breath. Woo. All right. Is everybody ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
The show over. Isn't the show over now?
All right. So, Q, I would like to start with a question that we asked. That Mike asked, I think it was on your timeline show last weekend, in regard to the 12 source energies. Okay. And to give the listeners a little better understanding, I'm going to do my best to ask the question in a way that helps the listeners comprehend the subject matter. So you mentioned the 12 source energies and how all of us on the planet are real from source. That it was us, the 12 source energies that are animating all the bodies that are here. Is that correct?
Volume excluded. Yes, that is correct.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. And I'm breaking this up in little segments so that we can, so that you can get the information a little easier and understand it or understand it. So if one source spirit is animating many bodies all at the same time, which you have mentioned before, that each one of us have multiple twin flames running around in different bodies, that would be because, and forgive me if I'm being repetitive, one spirit is in multiple bodies. Is that also correct?
Yes and no. Please keep going, though. I'll help.
Okay. All right. Okay, so now where I'm going with this, all right, and is it okay if I use yourself and Mermaid's relationship as an example? Would that be a no? Okay. So what was the process in your decision-making when it came down to choosing each other in the exact bodies you are in right now and not the other bodies that were being animated by each one of your spirits?
Oh, I never have been asked that. That's a good one. Well, we observe the shittiest population we can find and we pick the best of the worst.
Oh, that's great. Okay. So, all right. So why her vessel and not the other one, not the others? What's different? What has differentiated her from the rest? Since they all have the same spirit.
I'd say deliberation is really not part of spirit whatsoever. You know, that's all mind energy. It's just passion.
Okay.
Excitement is probably the better one. Just excitement. And the annealment process is instant because we have a type of DNA that can receive light, yet harbor and make a filter of how much volume we'll get through. This type of DNA is where I usually leave off, maybe different words in the past, but that's about how I would observe it.
Okay, so just because I'm trying to understand myself with 12 source energies, if you have all the same spirits, okay, and different bodies, how does it that you, how can you find that right twin flame? How can I say this without having physicality as one of the attractions towards that person?
Great question. Thank you so much. The trickery, I would say, through our education system is not to adopt the understanding of a dimensional reality on a with your dimensional, multidimensional capabilities. Big words, a mouthful there. How many people, Robin, will you see today? Give me a round number. Just give me a round number.
All right, three.
Three or four, whatever it is. Okay, so how many people are in your dimension?
Oh, out of the three? One.
So how many people are in? So now are you going to go adopt a dimension? Are you going to go create more people because you're going to go to the mall? Or what dimension? By the way, weren't they in a different dimension? So that's why it's so simple to find your twin flame per se, and or the synchronicity of your actual relationships, because there's not that many people in your dimension, because you're not able to create, you're not going to go create a billion people in your reality in a given day, are you?
No.
But somebody keeps telling you there's billions of people here, aren't there?
Well, some of us know better, but yeah.
You see where we're going here? So that the way, the reason that you're so powerful is just the words you gave us, is you recognize that when I turn the corner, I created what's around the corner. And if I did it with my heart, then all of those synchronistic relationships, assets, resources would all show up.
Yes, that makes a lot of sense. So I hear a lot of people all the time talking about, I'm waiting for my twin flame, or I'm looking for my twin flame. Or so to me, I don't get what the whole thing is about the twin flame. When it happens, it happens. Isn't it something that just happens naturally? I mean, you'll know when you know.
And you won't be able to deny it. It's completely perfect, and you will not be able to lose your fascination with that individual. It's impossible. You will kill yourself to get to them in many cases. Did I hear you say that you're doing a mother's show? Is that what you're doing?
Oh, no. No, Molly and them have a round table where they, you know, talk about the challenges and experiences of being a mother. So I kind of brought to her attention that I think we should get us older mothers in here so that we can share our experiences on how we have challenges and experiences with our older children. And I shared with her earlier in the week that I went to the doctor's office with my daughter. You know, she's 28 years old. And the only reason I went, because she's not aware of the medical system. So when we went into the office, the doctor right away said, oh, okay, this is what the problem is. This is what we're going to give you. Okay. And so before he even walked out of the room, I said, hold on a second. Steroid, what kind of steroid? And he gives me a name. And then he starts, and I said, well, can you spell the name so I can look it up? I want to see what this steroid is. And what are the after effects when you do inject it into her? And why are you in? And they just looked at me like they were stunned that somebody actually asked that question. And my daughter is rolling her eyes like, Mom, do you really have to do this every time? But the whole show is, you know, what I'm trying to say, I guess where I'm going with this is that we as mothers of older children have to learn that they are now spirits having their journey, and we have to take a step back. But yet the mother in us is always trying to protect them, even when they're older, is kind of where I was going with that. So.
All right. Well, sorry to break up the dialogue there.
No, that's okay.
I'm curious about that. I'll just be passive here if you want to keep going.
Okay. Well, that's what's fun about this show. Whatever happens, happens, you know? All right. For the final part of the question. Now, here's the kicker. What if another spirit had come into your experience that mermaid spirit animated and was spiritually ready? And they had recognized you from a different body, would you have picked them to be with?
No, it's not. It doesn't. Again, there's no deliberation. And that goes for everybody listening, too.
Okay, good.
The only difference is we know we're doing it, whereas the 99% of the population is stuck here because they're in a reincarnation wheel, reincarnation process. The only difference between us and you, we're not any better. We're not any slower, faster, or otherwise. We have to be just like you to get in here. And the way we do it is just pick the best of the worst. And it's immediate. There's no delta between perception and then expression. Expression being the key word. So I hope that helps. And I know some of this dialogue is tough regarding time, but we don't have time continuums.
Yeah. And you know, it really confuses me a lot, the whole relationship thing. And I'm personally, you know, I've taken a step back from it because I talked about the codependent thing in regard to the past relationships that I've had. And I had an awareness happen to me in the last week in regard to that. So that was very beneficial for me. But I'm going to ask another personal question for me. So have I ever been close? Can I ask this question? Well, you just tell me yes or no. If you say no, it's okay. Have I ever been close to getting near my twin flame? And has it ever, because I'm trying to go through my relationships to try to figure out if I've ever felt that connection, you know, because I love beautiful eyes. And that's the first thing that I get connected to when I meet someone. But then again, that's a physicality, correct? Are you there, Q?
You already know the answer, silly.
Okay, I love it when you play like that. It's fun. Okay, so yeah, it is a physicality.
All of us. That goes for all of us.
Yeah.
What does it feel? Just say it. Say it the way you want. Have I ever? You're the toughest chick I come across on the radio, and you're doubting yourself now. A little too late, isn't it?
No, I'm not doubting myself. I'm just trying to figure out how to say it so it sounds so it
makes. But you already know the truth. If we are really a subset of all of us, then you already know the answer. If you look at the model, I'm doing my best to explain. If we're subsets of each other, then of course you have.
Okay. Interesting. Very interesting. All right. The next question, Rob, A, any of you guys want to join? You guys got a question for Q? I don't want to hog all the time.
No, you keep going and we can piggyback off you. I know you wanted to touch on some other things, so we'll just let it flow.
All right. So here we go. So at the end of the last show, we started talking about the age regression technology, the Tesseract and the Arcturian box. And then we started getting on it in regard to being able to activate the older women to boost them with capabilities of receding the earth. Can you talk a little bit more about that technology?
I will talk about the Arcturian box. So Max Steele, I think you've heard me say, he was duplicating it over and over. That's why Max Steele is no longer with us, although back again. So what he did is he gave the blueprints to everybody else. And I was opposed to the nomenclature because I didn't want to give a certain planet credit for the technology. And we went back and forth about it. And the technology was on a lot of the ships at Dulce, a couple places in New Mexico, Area 51, and all of them. And so it was hidden from society. It was hidden from your reality. And so Max started reprocessing them in a way that was a little more delicate than giving it to Siemens or General Electric or the rest of the gang. And they also didn't want to distribute it. So, and of course, Max did not want to receive any revenue for healing, but certainly that technology, again, I'm opposed to giving it a title, but for the ease of conversation, Arcturian box is very good at regenerating cells with a light sound, and harmonics is a big key to it. And it's really about your capability of finding yourself concurrent. So it's not utilizing something outside of yourself. It's actually partnering with yourself. So it's a tricky statement, I suppose. But that technology is exclusively not looking to take a pill, not looking for a machine outside of yourself, your spirit, but partnering with your spirit concurrently, balancing your physicality in this dimensional reality. Forgive me for all the words.
No. That I actually read. I'm going to say in a Stuart Swerdlow book about the, and I think it was the True World History and it was part of Janet's section, but she did talk about, or maybe both of them, that the anti-aging, we can anti-age ourselves by being more connected with spirit and being more in our highest frequency. So we have
I'll give you an example of what an Arcturian box can do. Okay. So when we take U.S. military through the scanners, if you like, I'm not going to give you the words they're using and so forth, but the first thing when they go through the awakening process that's, we could say, constructed, the Arcturian box does it, it's very similar. The first thing you lose is your understanding of time. So if anyone wants to anti-age, you forget about the urgency of being somewhere. You forget about what is your name, all of the time, identity, all of those little symptoms you have as a human goes away. And that's why I can't remember anything, because we don't have brains where we come from. We have all knowledge, all of you listening. So you don't need a brain other than to remember where your car keys are. That's about all the memory you need. And so that's the first thing that goes. Well, now imagine getting somebody to go to work if they forgot what time it is. But you'll anti-age, so you pick the game if you like.
Yeah, because I noticed that a lot with me, that I'm getting to the point where if I'm getting up to go to work, I'll get there when I get there. I don't even worry about what time I get there anymore. And I used to be so different, like, got to be on that schedule, got to be here at this time, got this, got that. And that's how I was. Now I just kind of just flow, and it's so much easier and less stressful. I love it.
Robin, can I jump in there with a follow-up question for Q?
Sure.
Thank you. Q, good to chat with you again. To kind of piggyback off Robin's question, you said with regenerating cells, 6 years ago, I had the whole top part of my thumb severed off in a motorcycle maintenance accident, and they weren't able to put it back on. But immediately when it happened, like, I didn't hear a voice, but I felt like this, and I was telling Robin and this as well, I felt like this female presence, and it was like this inner knowing that it's like I could get it back one day. And I wasn't like thinking about, I knew that they weren't, the doctors at the hospital wouldn't be able to reattach it. And it's almost like I instinctively felt like some female presence telling me, like, I'll be able to regrow it or regenerate it one day. And then like my mind said, that's crazy. And I didn't share that with anybody for such a long time. But is that something that would be like, is that a good example of how we'd be able to regenerate cells? But we, you know, that's the whole aim of being on our homestead, away from all that stuff, the urgency of time and identity, so that we literally be in a different frequency and just allow it to happen naturally.
Yeah. And this isn't to thank you so much for giving me the honor to answer that question. So it's a tough answer, unfortunately. For a couple of different reasons. One, the biosphere you're living in, called the human body, was engineered so you couldn't. Notice how chameleons, lizards can grow back their tail?
Yeah.
And so that splicing of your genetics was removed from you. So most mammalians would be able to reform their body instantly whenever they want. Any shape, any size, any height whatsoever, including rebuilding damaged genetics. So every cell in your body, you can prove it to yourself, every cell in your body is replicating itself and rebuilding. And the doctors use different terms than me, so don't send me 1,000 emails on that, because I'm going to use different words. But your body is rebuilt every day. 100%. You're not the same person you were every day. And that's why I'm so heavy-handed on abductions and how they work, is because you don't recognize that you're an entirely new person. And that's part of the positive genetics that you still have in you. So I hope that helps a little bit.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, when you say that, are we physically changing, or is something happening to us? Well, can you just elaborate a little bit more on that?
Both, and they're both in competition. One's a natural flow, and the other one is straight constructed competition. Mm-hmm. Yin and yang was never explained to you. Somebody is doing their best to create a human that the spirit will jump into and not be able to climb out of it. Maybe one way to look at it.
That's interesting. So a couple years ago, you know, I fell off my bicycle and I injured my elbow and I didn't go to the doctor. Yeah, I went straight home, but I had a hematoma and I was kind of worried about it. This is before I was even awake. And I finally went to the emergency center and it turned out that I broke my elbow. And they, you know, they bandages, they put all kinds of wraps on it and everything. And the doctor said, I think we need to do a heart scan because your heart is irregular. And I'm like, well, I just fell off a bike and had a traumatic accident. I'm sure it's going to be irregular, but no add-on sales today. So we're good. We don't need that. And so they sent me home. And the next morning, I took everything off because I couldn't put my clothes on. And I just put my arm in a sling. And when I went to see the follow-up doctor, he wanted to put a steel plate in it. And I just looked at him. I said, yeah, that's not going to happen. I'm just going to give this one to God. And that was at the time when I was really into my Catholic religion and so forth. And so here I am. 5 years later, I'm using this arm with no issues. You know, it's not 100%, but is there a way to make it 100%? Can we do that eventually?
Yes, definitely. So that's a bit of the political dilemma. Several what you're calling world powers have conscious gateways now. And so there's so much redundancy for this topic. How do you give one person this technology when I can regenerate you for 1,000 years? So it gets a little tricky if we're just going to give one person the control. And by the way, shouldn't it be free to do? Notice all the healing beds charge money, as an example, and nobody's getting healed.
Yeah, exactly.
So we have to be real careful here at the end. Who has the nobility, the conscious nobility to help humanity when you give them that much technology? How do we roll out all the technology that's been hidden from us when it concurrently teaches you the history of the universe and how big of the duping it has been? So it's a very long story. I do favor, if I was to favor one technology, it would probably be the Arcturian box because it asks permission. It doesn't tell you, so to speak.
Yeah, that's great. When do you think we'll be seeing that coming out soon? Anytime soon?
There's tons of them made here, but how do you distribute around your medical industry? I know plenty of doctors that are in prison over it. I know a lot of doctors that are dead just by being secretive and curing all sorts of diseases, let alone recalibrating, reconfigure the spirit to your genetics. So the real game is, how do I get the spirit to overpower, so to speak, limited words there, the restrictions of the DNA is what yin and yang should really be. Why is the brain, the ego side, controlling so much of the possibilities my spirit could create and or heal and manage my genetics?
Interesting. Okay. All right. You've cleared up a lot of questions in regard to that. So thank you.
You can just look at your medical industry. Now we're going to take a conscious gateway. Let's study how mammalians survived throughout the multiverse, not just on planet Earth, all over. And what densities do they live in? Do they live in a very crystalline density, or do they live in a very physical density like we do here? Very, very vast particulars there. It's endless. So when we live here, why aren't we able to re-stimulate cells however we want with the model I'm giving you? Shouldn't I be able to rebuild my body however I want or be in another body whenever I want? Is really the game that's been hidden from you. That's the, I know I'm broken record here, but that's the emphasis I encourage us all to remember.
Very interesting. It's still, some of it's still a little bit confusing to me, but you know, I learn as I go.
I assure you there's many individuals that are 500 years on this planet. They live a very long time and they've lost the ability to have unnecessary urgencies in their decision-making. Most of it has to do time continuums. They only make decisions that are from their core. Is one of the greatest symptoms of the awakening process. You'll lose your relationship with critical thinking. It doesn't really work for a spirit. Spirit knows everything. There's not one thing you don't know, everyone. That's my goal and my gift to all of you. There's not one thing you don't know if you would keep utilizing your brain, which is in your heart.
Hey, Robin, can I jump in here?
Yes, you may. Come on in.
Thank you. Hey, Q. Hey,
this is a great game show. What's the question?
I actually made a high Q trivia game for you a long time ago. I sent it into PRQ for you, but today I actually came up with a different game and I didn't get introduced it yet. But so I actually created a little board called Bing Q, and it's a bingo board because I figured there were going to be a lot of topics today. And so I shared it on my CLS Hummingbirds Telegram page for everybody to kind of play along to see what topics you guys were going to hit on. And so far, I'd just like to share with you that you guys covered the twin flame, the omnipresence, the 12th source square. We also kind of touched on the Max Steel Arcturian box, recalibration, age regeneration square. And you touched on Area 51 and Dolce just a little bit in the crafts, the conscious computer crafts. But I was kind of, I would like to ask you, as far as like this technology that's coming up, so we've got the Arcturian box, we've got the Tesseract cube, we've got, you know, the pyramids, we have the technology in the wall that Trump built, and then we're bringing in all this wonderful information from Anastasia and the Ringing Cedars books about the rays, and you kind of mentioned that earlier, so I'm just kind of curious. Is there, how does that all relate to one another where we have the master in the cube, you know, this, the source spirit that's there, Odin, if you will. And at some point, you know, is it going to be that our rays are just generating and reflecting back so much off of the sun that it's going to activate this technology to kind of give us a boost?
Thank you so much. It's so glad to feel you. Thank you for doing that.
Thank you.
The a very brilliant question. This is my big dilemma at the big tables, so to speak, is my position has always been take the tablecloth off and let everything just rip it off and let it all hit the deck. Because I know, you know, that I know, that you know, everyone's getting the truth eventually, regardless, because the planet is going through the ascension cycle. So, yeah, I know there's a lot of gals that want a new face and this and that. Forgive me, ladies. But you're going to regenerate a body, whether you like it or not, even if it's not the body you're in. Are you going to do it on this plane? Are you going to do it on this planet? Are you going to do it in an entirely different universe, is the potential you have.
Yes, thank you for that. That's kind of a conversation that comes up with some friends quite often. You know, I'm one of those people too that's been like, rip the tablecloth off the table. Let's go with it. Let's like flow fast with it. And so I kind of have to pace myself a lot. But so what you're getting at, and this comes up too, you know, with Noah and Ron's information and stuff about being able to instantly, you know, energize a blueprint. And then we know CLS has all of our body blueprints, and they could also restore us back to any type of age that we wish. And then, you know, obviously our commands and stuff like that. But, you know, is this something, you know, it's obviously a possibility, but, you know, when, you know, the universal shift happens and we choose to come back to New Earth, then that would also give us that opportunity to be in that body at the younger age in order to reseed, correct?
Let me go a little bit in the front end. Thank you very much for that question. Uh-huh. The universal shift you're identifying has already happened. You're not late. You're in it right now. It's your decision now. How are you going to erase linear thinking compared to spontaneous inspiration? Will you be able to stop thinking? Will you go with your heart and your freedoms that are already here? That's my question. You can see how you've developed these questions as well, that you are processing information based on a perception and based on, I know how it works. Somebody snaps the finger and we all get cured. Is not how it works. Ascension, you're in the ascension cycle. You have all the doors open to you right now. Everything is ready for you right now. It's up to each and every one of us now.
I knew it. Yes.
It's that simple. That's why it's so tricky, because it's that simple. If I would just stop processing information, examining information, then participating with the information that I overprocessed, I'm first to love examining things. But you get to choose where and how and when you participate with it.
So it's all about our choices.
Again, what if you knew everything in the universe? And you do. Everyone listening right now, everyone on this call right now knows everything in the universe. Everything. That's what I'm doing my best to explain AI. So everything out of source is artificial intelligence, because you now are going to play with it. You're now going to participate with all the knowledge you have. Everything is artificial out here. And I don't care what dimension you're in. There's no cops, by the way. There's no God. There's no one controlling unlimited duality. When I say unlimited, I truly mean unlimited. I can make my own human and get you to jump in there if I want to, et cetera, et cetera. Everything here is AI outside of source. And you have all source in you with every single piece of information in the universe. And I am inspired to reteach that. All you have to do is use your core to find it again. And the more you use it, the more you get it. Hope that helps.
So are you saying if I drive down the highway and there's a cop there, I can just speed right past him and he's not going to see me?
What's the consequences?
A stupid ticket.
And what are the consequences of the stupid ticket?
Playing with the system, going through the
Yeah, get a fine.
Yep.
Oh no, I lost my driver's license. I mean, there's no consequences really. Because tomorrow you just jump in the car and drive to the store again.
Yep. Okay, so I can just throw those renewal tag papers away that I'm supposed
to. And then you'll get another ticket, and you'll throw that in the garbage, and then you get another ticket and throw that in the garbage. And this is duality. That's how it works. That's right.
Yep. All right. So that makes sense, because I've been throwing a lot of stuff in the garbage and nothing's happening.
or you just say, I don't consent. And what's your, can I have your ID, by the way? And why don't you come to my home state so I can arrest you?
Oh, I love it. I love it. Okay. That gets us. That's great. Did that answer your question, A? Are you good?
Yeah, it did. We've been sharing that for a while. Q, I do have one question for you though, if it's okay.
I love playing with this topic. I really love it.
Thank you.
Don't dismiss it quickly if you don't need to.
Okay.
So you keep talking about how we're multidimensional, and Ron kind of had he kind of mentioned that we're only multidimensional on timelines. I'm not really a fan of using dimensions. So I like to, describe how he does about how there's the old Earth energy and then the new Earth energy, and how he created the kind of like the temporary new Earth until I guess the shift is complete. We already know that we are in that universal shift, because we can feel ourselves by locating between the two realities, walking in between the two worlds when we're in mind energy versus when we're in heart energy. So could you just kind of expand a little bit on that?
Yeah, no problem. I'll probably change the model a little bit here, but what does it look like from your point of view, and kind of steer me where I might interject?
Well, I believe it's for me, it's confusing when I hear you or Mermaid talk about dimensions and being multidimensional and being omnipresent in different physical bodies.
Okay, hold us there. Hold me.
Go ahead.
She just left the room, but okay. So multidimensional means, these are cute words, forgive me, but if I can be in any universe anywhere in the multiverse is what we mean by multidimensional. And to be omnipresent is to be able to see both sides of the fence at the same time while being in multiple bodies is omnipresent. So if I'm in another body right now and can relate to what's going on there while talking to you too, and or my focus of my attention is what we're doing my best to explain in the English language. So just because I'm here right now talking to you doesn't mean that I'm not going to be in another body after we get off this call. That's what we're doing with omnipresence. And knowing we're doing, you all are doing it too. So keep going. Let's dig into this. I like it.
So are we supposed to remember when we're doing it? Why don't we know when we're doing it?
You're so fast. In this case, the reason you don't remember making the choice. So remember how we started the conversation. Most mammals can regrow, be anything they want, whenever they want, 1,000 years or 5 minutes. That's what's been stolen from you. So you're doing it now, what you're calling not remembering. You're actually being constructed to do it. You're being cut and paste. There's many tools here. This is an alien planet that's controlling you doing your natural multidimensional omnipresence motivations. You're being slowed down. I'm not. That's the only difference between what's going on here is you're not remembering. That's what you're calling it, because your multidimensional being keeps going back and forth through all these different generations of bodies at the same time. No such thing as time, if you will. It's tricky to explain the English language. You're doing exactly what I'm doing. You're omnipresent, borderline time travelers. We're all time travelers. We're all walk-ins. But you don't know that you may be part of 10 other vessels, humans, which you're calling, I had a past life regression. You're calling, I had a psychic reading. I used to be a gardener. I used to be a janitor. I used to be a teacher. All of your past life regression topics are all garbage. There's no such thing as time. You have not had past lives. You're having lives. We good with that?
No.
Remove time. Remove time. And
wow.
If you remove time, you guys got this.
Right. So, you know, we obviously want to be present. Like we want to be here. We don't want to grab ass. We want to be here, and we want to move this thing forward in a positive way with everybody and collaborate with everyone. So I don't really want to be diluted out into other physical bodies. You know, I mean, I don't want to be in these other physical bodies. It seems to me like me being in this physical vessel that I am now doing my commands to give me all of me now is the most beneficial thing that I could do for my partner and for the planet. And so I believe someone asked you this before. So when we do those commands and we are increasing our life force energy, you know, we're growing our light body and that sort of thing. What is happening to those other vessels that we're in?
So again, thank you so much. So diluting individuality is an incomplete statement from our perspective. Because you're just bringing in more volume of light. Remember, you don't have identity until These are all topics of ego, identity, title. You're not diluting anything. You're just getting more volume. We're all one. And now you're creating more continuity, more awesomeness, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. Awesomeness. I can go with that.
It's my new favorite word next to, you know, Q game, Q cycle. I don't know. Q chart's way up there, though. That's up there. No, these are outstanding questions. And it's just really simple. And I'm ready for who's going to step up to get our next generations if we're going to continue like this. I assure you that everyone's going to live a lot longer. A lot longer.
I love it. I love it.
Q, I had a question. Ron said on one of his shows that, you know, and I think A was touching on the split between old Earth and new Earth. And he was saying that there would be clones of us on the old Earth. So they would clone us. And so would that happen where it's like we're in this dimensional reality that we're creating and we choose not to participate with, past relationships, but how does that look? Like, will there be a point where, I know you've said in the past that, you know, all your old relationships fall away, but is there like a timeline that they're on where they're still interacting with like the old us? Cause I just found that interesting when Ron said that, has that changed because of things that have happened here on Earth, or is that no longer the case?
I'm pretty good with that model. When we go to use the telephone to call mom, did we go tirelessly? I've said it. We assume. Did I just create another mom because of the horsepower you have? Mm-hmm. So beings with more light in them can regenerate another relationship.
Okay.
The term way shower has been lost in the definitions. Light workers has been lost. We're able to stimulate another population if we wanted to. I only want to be around Lucia Nicola Evans people. She's in another dimension when you desire that. And now she comes to your dimension or vice versa is maybe one way to look at it. So for me, I'm good with that model. Yet we have complete control of it from our core.
Yeah. Okay. I understand that. Me and my friend had that kind of realization a few years ago, and it was before I found you. And he's like, I don't even know if you exist until I call you. And I was like, I feel the same way about you. So I guess it makes sense, right? It's like we co-create each other, right?
Way to go. That's exactly way to go. Now, what do you do with this information? Because there's so many other people you want to hang out with that are great, great individuals. They have no idea what you just said, though, do they?
Not a clue.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fabulous that you would understand that. Thank you so much. You've taught so many people today when you say those things, because you're validating that we don't have a relationship. And you're saying, I'm pretty sure I'm seeing that as well. And by the way, I think I'm talking to a reptilian. Anyway, we could do a lot of things here.
Yeah.
So Q, I was just going to ask your question and I forgot. Can you believe that? Goodness gracious.
Must have been a lie.
All right. So just let me reiterate this. So there's no such a thing as past lives, because those lives are lives that we're living right now. Is that what you were saying? I just want to make sure I perceive that correctly.
Well, the reason there's no such thing as past lives is because there's no such thing as time. So just hold it there. And that's why it's so easy for me, we assume, to be of help, because I only associate time continuums with ascension cycles. So if I'm only coming here every 2,000 years and I'm watching you guys live the exact same lives over and over again, at the same time is what I'm doing my best to explain. Just because the body perishes doesn't mean you left is one topic I want to be of help with. Bodies deteriorate, but you don't. Is what I'm going for here.
Okay, so we're actually repeating the same lives, only in a different timeline.
That's right. So if I went back to Mesopotamia times, to Babylonian times, to Atlantean times, to Egyptian times, I don't care. You are living exactly the same timelines over and over again. All your wars are identical. Your technology, you're only getting 10% of the technology. Arguably, it was better or different technology in other timelines. But you're not getting out of here. You're not changing any of your processes here all at the same time. So if there's no such thing as time, it's only what clocks measure, then you actually can't measure past lives. I'm proving to you that you are living at one moment in multiple bodies, which you're calling time.
Gotcha. Okay. I hate to cut everybody short. This is so interesting. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing your knowledge with us once again.
And thank you.
Hopefully we can do it again. And Rob and A, thank you so much for joining me. We're at the end of the time. I love you all. Thank you.
Thanks for having us on.
Yes. And send much love to Mermaid.
Thank you, Robin.
Great call, you two. Thank you, three. Beautifulness to you. My great, great love to you.
Thanks, you.
Bye-bye.